听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step. Book 2, Unit 29, Traffic Accidents. Lesson 57, Part 1, Warming Up Exercises. Numbers. Motor vehicle deaths in the U.S. in 1977. Of all types of accidental deaths in the U.S. in 1977, deaths caused by motor vehicle accidents made up a great proportion. Listen carefully. Write down the numbers quickly and accurately.
In 1977, altogether 4,470 kids under the age of 5 died in all types of accidents. Among these 4,470, as many as 1,472 died in motor vehicle accidents.
For children between 5 and 14 years old, 6,305 died in all types of accidents. And among them, 3,142 were killed by motor vehicles.
For young people from 15 to 24 years of age, 25,619 were killed in all types of accidents. And 18,092 of them died in motor vehicle accidents.
For people between 25 and 34 years of age, deaths of all types numbered 14,593. And among them, 8,600 were motor vehicle deaths.
As for the people of the next age group, the people between 35 and 44, 8,867 died in all types of accidents. And 4,431 were killed in motor vehicle accidents.
In the next age group, the people from 45 to 54, there were 9,427 deaths in all types of accidents. Among them, 4,148 were motor vehicle deaths.
For the people between 55 and 64, 9,740 died in all types of accidents. And among them, 3,852 were killed by motor vehicles.
For the people between 65 and 74 years old, 9,006 died in all types of accidents. And 3,060 died in motor vehicle accidents.
As for the people from 75 years old and over, 15,175 deaths occurred in all types of accidents. And 2,713 deaths in motor vehicle accidents.
And last, as for people of all ages, deaths of all types numbered 103,202. And 49,510 were motor vehicle deaths. Part 2.
Road accidents. There are far too many road accidents in this country. Too many deaths and too many people injured. One wonders who are most to blame, drivers or pedestrians. Some people say that the blame cannot be put fairly without considering the state of the roads and the whole transport system. In crowded cities like London, Birmingham or Manchester, road conditions are so chaotic that both driver and pedestrian often endanger lives through no fault of their own. Such deficiencies as too many road signs, faulty traffic lights, sudden narrowing of a street, congested parking, are all a sure indication of bad road conditions. On the other hand, many experts are convinced that the larger part of the blame for the death toll must be put on persons and persons alone. Drivers who drive too fast and without any consideration for others. Drivers who think they are safe at the wheel even though they have drunk too much alcohol. Drivers who, out of some curious sense of power, are incapable of understanding that their car is a lethal weapon if improperly used. Pedestrians, likewise, must share the guilt. Stepping off the pavement without first looking to the left or right, crossing roads when the traffic lights are against them, jumping off a moving bus. To be fair, pedestrians, drivers, and road conditions are all to blame. One looks forward to the day when the motor car has been replaced by some less dangerous means of transport.
Exercise 1. Choose A, B, C, or D to complete the statement. Exercise 2. Complete the outline according to the information given on the tape. Part 3. Accident Report.
Mr. and Mrs. Norris are at home. It's 7 o'clock in the evening on the day of Mrs. Norris's accident. Mr. Caldo is the insurance agent.
Get the door, will you, Dick?
Hello, Mr. Caldo. Come in. Let me take your coat.
Thank you.
I believe you know Mrs. Norris.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry about the accident, Mrs. Norris.
No one was hurt, thank goodness.
We need to send in an accident report, and I need to ask you a few questions.
All right.
Where exactly was the accident?
It was on Jefferson Street, between 19th and 20th Streets.
What time did it happen?
At 5 minutes after 5.
And who hit you?
Her name is Mrs. William R. Cranston. She lives at 1645 Jefferson Street.
Now, what happened exactly? Tell me in your own words.
Well, I was driving along Jefferson Street. I wasn't going fast at all. I saw this car. It was backing out of the driveway. It was Mrs. Cranston. She didn't stop at all. She backed right into me.
Very well. Now I need to look at your car. Where is it?
It's at Fulton's Garage. That's on Jefferson and Vine Streets. I'll go along with you.
Okay, fine. Good night, Mrs. Norris.
Good night, Mr. Caldo, and thank you.
exercises. Fill in the form with the information you hear on the tape.